Hey, Leo here for actualized.org. And in this episode, I want to show you a more effective way to think about learning. People suck at bridging the gap between theory and practice. They don't know how to take concepts and then put them into action. And that, of course, is the most important part for actually getting the results that you want to see in your life. So what I'm going to share with you today is a very simple, but also somewhat counterintuitive insight, which is the missing link, which will take you from theory into application. I want to give a credit to Eben Pagan and Wyatt Woodsmall, from whom I learned this lesson at one of their seminars. So what is this important insight? Well, it's this. It's very simple, but listen close. It's this. Learning equals behavior change. Learning equals behavior change. Learning equals behavior change. That's it. It's very simple, but it's also somewhat counterintuitive, so we need to go through this in some depth. What this means is that you haven't learned anything until your behavior has actually changed. So whatever lessons or concepts or beliefs you think you're learning in school or here with me or after reading a book, this is not really learning. It's only learning when your behavior changes. That's when learning has taken place. Until then, it's just mental masturbation. So this is an interesting perspective on learning. What it does is it sort of tightens the reins, raises the bar, and sets a very strict notion of what learning is. So no longer do we accept the following things as learning: schoolwork, reading, lectures, changing of your beliefs. These do not constitute learning. And this is tricky because you spent 12 or more years of your schooling career and into university, and what did they teach you? They taught you that learning is memorization of facts and learning theories. That's what they taught you. Except, after all of that, how much do you really have to show for it? Not much. Because that form of learning, you could call that learning, but it's really too generous of a word, right? We want to save this precious word called learning for when we really make action happen in our life, when we get traction with things. Otherwise, it just becomes intellectualization. And nowhere is this a bigger problem than when you start to get into the more advanced stages of personal development work. I mean, this is a very important insight for newbies. But then when you start to get into consciousness work and maybe moving towards enlightenment, that sort of stuff, then it becomes even more important because intellectualizing there becomes very easy. And it's more and more challenging as you get to the more advanced stages because they're more abstract. It's more and more challenging to figure out, okay, how do I actually start to embody some of this stuff and not just think about it? So what I'm giving you here is a redefinition of learning. It's an application-centric definition. Now, of course, this isn't the only definition of learning. This is a perspective, a lens through which we will look. But it happens to be pretty effective, especially when what you care about is getting some stuff done. So let's talk about how to apply this. There's some questions that I want to give you which are very, very effective for applying this principle. Because even though it sounds very simple, the reason I'm belaboring this point is because you'll see, you're not going to get it the first time you hear it. You're going to have to hear it multiple times and you're going to have to screw up applying it to learn what it really means to learn. So here's a couple of questions. Grab a piece of paper and write these down. These are critical. So the granddaddy question that you want to keep in the back of your pocket whenever you're in any kind of learning situation is the following. How will this information change my behavior? How will this information change my behavior? So if ever you think you learned something, ask yourself this question. And if you're not clear as to how your behavior will change, that means you haven't learned anything. Okay? But there's also three more minor questions which are also helpful. They're helpful just for forcing your mind to articulate the lessons. Because the mind is a slippery beast. It loves abstractions. It loves vague generalizations. And as I'll show you with some examples coming up here, that's just not going to cut it when it comes to getting the results you want in your life. So the other questions are, what did I learn? Number one. And then the follow-up question is, how will my behavior change from number one, what I learned? And the third question is, what did I learn about myself? What did I learn about myself? And of course, when you ask that question, what did I learn about myself? It's also not just a vague thing like, oh, I learned something about myself. No, it's how will my behavior change with respect to what I learned about myself? You see, that word learn, we're changing what it means here. I hope you're getting the significance of that. It's a little bit weird to think of it that way at first. But really what you're doing is anywhere that you're seeing the word learn, replace the word learn with behavior change. Got it? Okay, so let's give you some examples. So let's say that you're an entrepreneur and you're reading a business article, maybe some Fortune 500 magazine or some Wall Street Journal, whatever. And, you know, they have all sorts of articles in there about how to run your business more effectively. Maybe here you're reading an article about how to hire your employees better. You read it. It's like, great, this article is awesome. It had some great insights in there. Okay. But what did you learn? If you cannot identify how your hiring practices will actually change from having read this article, you haven't learned anything. No matter how good you think it was, or how cool some of the concepts and ideas in it were. You see? How about you're watching the news, maybe politics, and you're noticing some stuff in the news? You know, there's a lot of violence in the news, a lot of big events happening, and maybe you think there's some lessons to be learned there about personal development or about humanity as a whole, about our country, whatever. But did you really learn anything from watching that thing on the news? Not unless you have a concrete way of it changing your behavior. See, no lesson was actually learned. How about the example of you fighting with your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, slash boyfriend? So in this case, you have a fight, like you sometimes do, and then usually guys make up and get back together. And maybe you even say to yourselves, oh yeah, I learned a few lessons from that fight. But did you really learn anything? Usually, people learn some very vague lessons. They don't mean the word learn in the way that we're talking about it here. But here, you're going to force yourself to come up with some concrete ways that your behavior will change in the future with respect to your relationship and to your spouse. See, that's a very different thing. And also, it's important to point out here this other trap that exists when you're going through this process. The other trap is what I call moralization or shoulding. So notice that it is not a valid lesson to say that, oh, well, next time I shouldn't get angry, or next time I should just be nicer, or next time I should just be more peaceful and not get annoyed by whatever she was doing, that sort of thing. See? That's not you learning anything. That is not behavior change. You shoulding on yourself, telling you what you should and shouldn't do in the future, that only makes the problem worse. You're not changing anything. You're just creating a bunch of rules in your head for how you should behave. But then, of course, we all know how you should behave and how you actually behave are night and day. See? So what you need is actually specific action steps. How will your behavior change? How about this example of you working on a project and the project fails? Has that happened to you? Maybe an art project, a hobby, a business project. Well, what did you learn from that failure? Did you learn anything? You only learn something if you can identify how your behavior will change in the future with respect to new projects. See? That's very different than just sitting back and saying, oh, well, yeah, you know, I should have done that. You know, if I worked a little harder, then no. It's like, no, what are you actually going to do? That's when learning takes place. When you get it, you see, when you actually get something, when you grok it, as they say, something special happens in your mind. When you really understand something at a deep level, it's not just an idea. It's not just a should or a little moral that you have. Your behavior changes. You see? Real wisdom results in living a certain kind of life. Like, if you know, you really know why you should brush your teeth, then you will brush your teeth. But if you're just kind of forcing yourself and you're telling yourself you should and you're telling yourself, yeah, well, it would be a good idea to and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, in theory, it's nice. I know the theory of why brushing teeth is important. No, but you got to actually get it. When you really get it, then you'll do it. So if there's some area in your life where you keep doing something, but it's not working, it seems like your wheels are spinning. Look into it a little bit deeper. Ask yourself, what am I not really learning here? How am I not learning the lesson? What you'll find is that it's not enough just to know. It's like, oh yeah, I know. It's like, oh no, I know. And it's like, oh, I know. See, when you get to that really deep, oh, I know, that's when your behavior starts to shift. But that's a tricky thing. How about the example of you seeing an inspiring piece of art, maybe in a museum, maybe in a magazine, maybe on the internet, and maybe you're an artist, so you get inspired by that sort of stuff, and maybe it somehow relates to your work. And you want to say, oh, I learned something from that. Did you? How is your behavior changing? How about when you learn some model like spiral dynamics? I talk about the spiral dynamics model quite a bit. I have some old episodes about that. I'm not going to go into what it is here. It's basically just a model for how human consciousness tends to evolve for individuals and also for collective societies and organizations. It's a very powerful model. And you might learn about that model and say, oh, yeah, now I understand. I know spiral dynamics. Wow, that was a great lesson. But how did your behavior change as a result? If nothing you're doing in your life is actually different after having learned spiral dynamics, then you didn't learn anything. It's just an idea. It's just a nifty idea. And spiral dynamics is actually a very practical model. You can sit down with that model. You can come up with a lot of concrete behavior changes that might result from that. If you really learn spiral dynamics at a deep level, it's going to change how you talk, how you interact with other people, how you think. It'll change your politics. It'll change how you deal with people in aggressive situations. It'll change how you deal with your boss and your coworkers at work. And all sorts of stuff like that. How about you learn about epistemology from one of my videos? Epistemology is the theory of knowledge. Maybe you hear me talking about webs of belief, paradigms, default positions. You hear me talking about this sorts of stuff. And it all sounds great. It might sound very interesting and deep and profound and philosophical. Maybe you like that kind of stuff. But then again, did it actually change your behavior? What is it that you learned about paradigms or webs of belief that actually has made you behave differently? And behaving differently can also mean thinking differently. So it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you have to go and do something in the physical world. Maybe it changed the way that you read books, or it changed the way that you think about beliefs. And that can be an important behavior change. Maybe before you were kind of ideological and you were really clinging to your scientific beliefs and paradigms, and now you're not so sure about that. And now you're more skeptical, and now you're more open-minded. And that's an important behavior change. And of course, that's going to have actual consequences in the physical world too, because how you think tends to affect how you interact with the physical world. Maybe you've watched some of my recent episodes about absolute infinity, and you learned about that. And you think, oh, wow, I learned about absolute infinity. Very cool, very profound, very mind-blowing stuff. Except, did you actually learn anything about absolute infinity? It seems like you did, because I presented you with a bunch of facts and interesting quotes and information and some metaphors, and now you think you know something, but how has your behavior changed? For example, if it's gotten you actually excited to discover some deeper truths about reality, and now because of that you started a meditation practice, which before you didn't start because you were uninspired to, then that's a lesson you learned. But did that actually happen? How about when you have a mystical experience? What did you actually learn from your mystical experience? Because mystical experiences, they come, they're awesome, and then they go. And so what? What did you learn? How has the mystical experience changed your behavior? You need to be very explicit about that. Because the mystical experience, when it comes and then it goes, it's not necessarily going to give you a bullet point list of how your behavior should change. Sometimes your behavior naturally changes after a mystical experience, but really you need to apply some consciousness to that process and not just hope that something happens. Make it happen. Or just a general example for you is if you're learning about personal development, or you're learning about self-actualization, maybe you're new to this channel, maybe you're new to personal development as a field, and you're kind of excited by all the possibilities here, and you watch some of this content, it's like, oh, amazing, or you read some books, oh, amazing. But then how has your behavior changed as a result of that? You need to be very clear, otherwise you're just going to be learning stuff and nothing's going to happen. So let me give you also some areas of application for this technique. We already alluded to a lot of these, but let's make them explicit. So when you're reading books, that's an awesome place to apply these questions and this notion of learning equals behavior change. Because a lot of times you read books and it's just all theory. You need to be asking yourself about every insight in the book. How is this going to change my behavior? Same thing when you're watching videos or listening to lectures of any kind. If you're in university and you have a professor that you really love, great. But then ask yourself, everything he's saying at the end of that lecture, how is that going to change my behavior? Also, very importantly, with workshops, retreats, and seminars. If you're going to those, and I hope that you are, whether they're solo retreats or meditation retreats, Vipassana, consciousness workshops, whatever, business seminars, relationship seminars, throughout that entire seminar, if your seminar is multiple days long, every single day you should be asking yourself, how is my behavior going to change from what I learned today? Another great place to apply this is after any kind of big success or big failure in your life. Some disaster happens, or a major victory happens in your business or in your relationship or in your family life. Ask yourself what you really learned. Also, when you're tripping, if you're a psychonaut and you like to trip, and you're using that for personal development, then the problem with tripping is that it's very easy to lose sight of those lessons. Because when you're in the trip, it seems very awesome. It seems like you have all these experiences. It basically is a mystical experience. You have all these insights, but then you come back down and what have you learned? How is your behavior going to change? Most people don't take that extra step, and that's why they can trip hundreds of times and not really grow from it. You can also apply this at the end of your day. If you want to have a journal, at the end of the day, you sit down, you ask yourself, okay, what are the lessons from today? By which, of course, you mean, how is your behavior going to change? You can also apply this at the end of your year, do a yearly review, and ask yourself, okay, what are the biggest lessons from the last year? By which you mean, how is my behavior going to change next year? Same thing with the end of projects, if you're doing some kind of postmortems. Postmortems are good, but you also need to make sure that your postmortems include how your behavior is going to change. You individually, also if you're working in a company, then your company can apply this same kind of process. How is our behavior going to change as a company from something that we learned from our postmortem? And of course, the end of chapters in your life. You know, if you probably notice that your life has chapters, there's like the education chapter, you go to college, then you get out of there, then maybe you go to your professional chapter, your career, that might last for 5 years. Then after that, the next chapter in your career, a new chapter opens up by changing jobs. Then maybe another chapter opens up when you start to have kids or a family and so on. So there's these different chapters in your life. At the end of each chapter, which might last anywhere from 3 to 10 years, it's very good to do this kind of review and ask yourself what you really learned and how you'll act differently in the next chapter. So learning, using a journal, is a very good way to really force your mind to be concrete and specific and actually work to articulate how your behavior is going to change. The biggest challenge with doing this in your own mind, just asking these questions of yourself, is that you'll notice that your mind is very slippery and it won't articulate how. It'll just come up with vague generalizations like, oh yeah, you know, this year I learned blah, blah, blah. And next year I'll just try to be a little bit better about that. You know, that's not learning. That's bullshitting yourself is what that is. So get a journal. Maybe you want to take this on as a 30-day challenge for the next 30 days. Use a journal and at the end of every single day, write down all your lessons. Or if you're watching my content a lot, then have a journal and write down how your behavior is going to change for every single episode that you watch and so forth. All right, so that's essentially everything I have to say about this topic, except there's one last very important point, which is that we need to make sure you actually learned what learning is. And for that, I have a little pop quiz for you. All right, ready? Get out a piece of paper and answer the following question, which is, what did you learn from this episode? What did you learn from this episode? Pause the video right now, pause the recording, and answer that. Make sure you're specific about what you learned, and then come on back and we'll see if you actually learned anything. All right, go. All right, so I hope you did that. Now look at your answer. If your answer was, Leo, I learned that learning equals behavior change, then you failed. That is not learning. That is an idea. Do you see the difference? When you actually grasp that learning is behavior change, then you actually need to change your behavior in order for something to be learned. Are you getting that? Also, if your answer was something along the lines of, well, Leo, in the future, and you have some vague thing about how you should learn, in the future, I should probably take notes about what I'm learning. That's what I learned. Again, you failed. you didn't actually learn anything because you failed to articulate how your behavior will actually change. Giving a should is not enough. Here's what the right answer might have sounded like. The right answer would have been starting tomorrow, my behavior is going to change from this episode in the following way. I am going to keep a journal of all my lessons from all the episodes that I watch or from all the books that I read. And I'm going to have this journal. I'm going to go buy it tomorrow. I'm going to put it by my desk. I'm going to keep it there. And at the end of the day, I'm going to do a 5-minute review where I sit down and I evaluate. And then I think about how my behavior is going to change in the future based on the stuff that I learned through my reading or through my schoolwork or whatever. Something like that would have been the right answer. That means that you actually learned what I was trying to teach you here today. You see? It's tricky. It's simple. It's very basic stuff. But watch how easily you forget. Watch what happens over the next week. You'll probably notice that you didn't actually learn this lesson. Because what'll happen is you'll watch this, you'll agree with it, you'll think it's great, it's cool, but then a week goes by and actually nothing has changed. Your behavior hasn't changed. The way you learn hasn't changed. The only way that this episode has any effect on your life is actually if the way that you learned has changed. And that's not going to happen just by you believing some idea or some theory. See? So that's pretty much it. But let me reiterate one last point, which is that this is just one perspective on learning. It's not an exclusive perspective. There are other perspectives about what learning is that are also important, which I want to share with you in the future in new episodes. So it might sound here like, well, Leo, this definition of learning equals behavior change is very strict, and it seems like it excludes a lot of important stuff, and maybe you have some points to make about how theory is actually important for you, just theory in and of itself. Or maybe you want to talk about consciousness as a mode of learning. And there might be some good points there, but like I said, those are different perspectives. What I'm giving here is a specific lens. Use this lens for a while, maybe use it for the next month, and just see how much you can get done with it. This is sort of a pragmatic perspective. And then after you've exhausted this lens, and once you've got that in your repertoire, then I'll present some other perspectives for you, and then you can use those other lenses as well, and then you're going to have the full repertoire, and then you're going to be as flexible and as effective as you can be. So that's it. I'm done here. Please make sure to remember to click that like button. And come check out actualize.org. I've got some resources there for you that you can't find anywhere else. Come check out the forum. Come check out my blog. I'm posting a lot of stuff on my blog and other stuff that I will be posting in the future. And other than that, just stick with me. I know that in the past month or two, it might seem like I released a lot of content that was sort of airy-fairy, very lofty sort of stuff, metaphysical type topics like absolute infinity and like that, you know, but there's still a lot of pragmatic topics that I want to cover in the future. I am still a pragmatic guy. There's still a lot of foundational stuff, just the stuff that you need to be successful, the stuff that you need to be able to take the theory and learn how to apply it in your life so that personal development is actually working for you and it's not just a philosophy. So more of that is coming. Don't worry. Don't get disheartened by the super abstract stuff if you have been over the last couple months. All right? Stay tuned.